We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Governor DeSantis, let me begin with you on this one. Speak to Republican voters who are supporting Donald Trump. Why should you and not him be the Republican nominee to face Joe Biden a year from now?
Okay. All right, I'm going to stop it there, okay, because we're going to go through. This is like a hi, we're the moderators. We have a question. We have lots of questions. Why not Trump? Okay, go explain yourself.
Now, if you look where we are now, it's a lot different than where we were in 2016. And Donald Trump's a lot different guy than he was in 2016. He owes it to you to be on this stage and explain why he should get another chance. He said Republicans were going to get tired of winning. Well, we saw last night, I'm sick of Republicans losing.
You know, everybody wants to talk about President Trump. Well, I can talk about President Trump. I can tell you that I think he was the right president at the right time. I don't think he's the right president now.
We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer in the Republican establishment.
It's Trump.
To speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party.
As president of the United States.
Okay, let's just stop there. So I want to play the rest of Smarmy's answer there, because it got really ugly really, really fast last night. I mean, it ended up devolving into, you know, the most amazing name calling that you ever heard in your life. I mean, it was almost time to actually put them on a tape delay because you have to bleep the Republican candidates. The amount of name. I mean, you're all scum is basically Nikki Haley's message. And I would be better than Trump because I'm an accountant. I don't know what that is, but it was really ugly. It got really, really into name calling really quickly. Okay. Ron DeSantis, he was, all he did was, you know, like every single cliche you ever heard in politics, repeated it like ad nauseum. Alexandra Petri, she was doing what I was doing. She was writing down every damn cliche that was being said last night. And Ron DeSantis, she wrote, I'm just going to quote her article because it's unbelievable. This is Ron DeSantis speaking. She said, "For my opening statement in this debate, I will offer a speed run of every cliche uttered in politics since the dawn of time. Elites look down on you. I will fight for your family. Actions speak louder than words. So please imagine that the rest of my debate performance is an action. I will take all the arrows and slings. I will take it for you. I am not clear on how archery works, but I will take all the slings and arrows. I will prevent us from spiraling into a decline. If we move toward decline in any other manner, I can't help you. I only know how to stop spiraling." The artificial intelligence that wrote this speech said you would cheer after I said that. Cheer, everybody. I mean, that's how bad it was. That's how bullcrap this thing was. And, you know, the clown show, it was fun. I would be lying if I didn't tell you. I laughed my freaking silly butt off because, I mean, I'm looking at the news that came out right after the debate, okay? Biden and Blinken and the whole crew over there, okay, Austin, they are magical. They are amazing, man. So they have to deal with the Donald Trump of the East over there, okay? They have to deal with Donald Trump in the Middle East, who is an extremist. He is racist. He failed miserably, and now he has to sort of, you know, make himself feel good by killing more things. Oh, by the way, they spoke about killing things. It was insane. It was crazy, this debate. Okay, but here's Biden and Blinken and the whole, like, American defense crew, the whole State Department fanned out across the globe, dealing with a terrorist organization on one side of the table, and on the other side of the table, the Donald Trump of the Middle East. And he and they were able to get, oh, this is amazing, a four-hour daily pause every single day. so that you could get aid in and get it distributed, get hostages out, if that's what Hamas wants to do, right? And get people who are in harm's way out of harm's way. Yesterday, 500,000 people were evacuated from northern Gaza. Just saying. So, you know, and then to listen to this trivial crap, it was comic relief is what it was. It was it was almost satire of politics. It was like parody of politics. It was almost like watching Saturday Night Live with perfect casting. Do you know what I mean? It was so unbelievable. Let me just show you something in case you missed it. This was Vivek Ramaswamy's opening, okay? This was like right at the top, and that's why I played the little bit at the top, just so you know. That it was an introduction of Lester Holt, Kristen Welker, and Hugh Hewitt, okay, as the moderators. And then directly it said, hello, you're here. We have questions. Why you and not Trump, right? And this is Vivek Ramaswamy's entire answer.
We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer in the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over...
Didn't you think right there he was going to say, since Donald Trump lost 18, 20, 22, and now yesterday? No, Ronna McDaniel.
As chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there are cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk.
Oh,
we
my
have
God.
10 times the viewership, asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. You think the Democrats, and we've got Kristen Welker here, you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it.
What?
And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Kristen, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment.
Holy
asking
crap.
The Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years. Was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go.
Mr. Ross.
Sorry. This is how we get our country back. We need accountability.
Please, Donald Trump, pick me for vice president. Please, please, please. I will insult Kristen Welker. Kristen Welker is the object of your ire? Really? Comparing Kristen Welker to Greg Unfunny Gutfeld? Honestly, I don't even know. And we were off to the races, man. I was like, holy crap. I really thought for the brief second that he was declaring that his party is a party of losers and demanding accountability that he would say Donald Trump is a non-starter. Donald Trump carries absolutely no part of the Republican Party to the benefit of the Republican Party any longer. Donald Trump is on trial every single day. Donald Trump is, he's got his kids testifying against him. America sees this. Okay, they understand that he's not viable. They know that he actually encouraged, if not, organized an insurrection. Everybody understands Russia helped Donald Trump win and that he was going to give Ukraine to Russia, which is why we still won't send money to Ukraine, because he's still got a chance to give it to Russia. And that's whose side we're on. I really thought he was going to go there, but instead he attacks Kristen Welker. Like, what the? Dude. How smarmy are you going to let yourself get? Do you have any like bright red line that you won't cross in order to lick the boots of Donald J. Trump? Holy crap. I just, you know, it got to a point where, especially Vivek, he's just saying words. That's all he's doing. I mean, none of what he said made sense. Like, he would just say words. It was almost like a magician, you know, where he would show you this hand, but really everything was going on back here. You know, it was just so bad.